Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. Today, team, I am hopping on the mic just to give a heads up and kind of go through the expectations and the goals for quarters peaking training block under True Competitor. So I know that many people who tune into my podcast are getting ready for quarters. Many people who tune in are training under the TTRU training app that you can find on SugarWad. 7 days free if you use the QR code that's in the video here if you're watching on YouTube. But I wanted to basically discuss what is taking place here in the next few weeks to come as we roll from the 25th through essentially the 13th of April over the next 3.5 weeks to prepare for quarterfinals. And so this time of year, you know, we aren't necessarily chasing a ton of organic adaptation. And what I mean by that is there are gains that can be had in such a short window, which means that we can have some gains in cardiorespiratory endurance. We can have some gains in muscle stamina. We can have some gains in strength, especially in power and speed. Those things can be topped off, but so much of power and speed is also neurological and can be primed through drills and through touches of lifts and styles of training. So that is much of what the next 3 to 4 weeks will entail, which means that we will do some really short, higher percentage cycles on the press, the back squat, and the pull, specifically the deadlift, to make sure that our slow strength is where it needs to be in regards to if something like the total would come out or one of the lifts would be tested as a max, and even to really feel like you have the capacity to clean jerk and snatch at the highest level. The back squat is always something that tends to lend itself as advantageous when it comes to building confidence for those other lifts, where of course the load is going to pale in comparison to what you can back squat. So with that being said, the goal is to prime those numbers. So we'll go through a short 3 week cycle for the press, the back squat, and the deadlift. We will also touch the clean and jerk and the snatch twice a week in different ways, meaning that the clean and jerk and the snatch will be programmed at percentages on particular days, but they will also have an appearance at threshold loads and or percentages during conditioning bouts. So what this means is that you may experience, you know, bar facing burpees to burpee pull-ups and burpee bar muscle-ups in a workout for time, and they'll run adjacent to clean and jerk percentages at 55%, at 70%, and then at 80% in that given test for time. And part of the rationale here is that we can only conclude and assume that the way the open was tested, that it was pretty low hanging fruit. It was higher work capacity, but lower load and lower skill developed test that. And then of course we have to assume, sorry to cut my own self off here, but we have to assume that we've heard Dave Castro on his weekend review say that he could do quarterfinal workouts. So he snuck in to the top 25%, and he's saying that he'll be able to, now he said he might not be able to finish them all, or he might not be able to kill them all, but he could do them all. So that means if there are heavy loads, heavier loads and high skills, which we will expect, they will sequentially become more difficult and we will earn more work or earn our right to show our high level fitness as fatigue builds. So we'll see several opportunities for that in the weeks to come. The other thing that you can expect is that there will be more opportunities to guess and check. And what I mean when I say guess and check, I mean that we will get more traditional CrossFit, mixed modal, conditioning and or workouts where they won't be as much repeat efforts. Early in the preseason of the CrossFit scope, what I try to do is provide many opportunities for something like a 21-15-9 where you run through it three separate times. One, this helps us accumulate volume, but it also helps us really start to understand rep schemes, how to attack them, how to break them up, where to pause, where to rest, where to chalk, where to do all the things. There's more lessons when you can run something back, not just once. In the next 3 weeks, we don't really have time for that. And what I mean by that is that we have a limited amount of time to train, a limited amount of capacity to strain, and we have a limited amount of recovery that is necessary in order for us to optimize our output in quarters. So I can't have my athletes feeling like they're run down or fatigued due to volume and or intensity leading into the week of. So this training has to be very calculated. And the reason that I lead with this is because it's important to understand that there will be plenty of opportunity to learn, but we've got to be more accurate at this time of year with how we choose to attack a strategy. Meaning that if you look at the night before, if you're signed up for True Competitor and you look at the night before, if you're even part of my one-to-one coaching cadre right now, there are a lot of similarities in your training and also with the group training. And if you look ahead at the week to come and you don't give it some effort and forethought on how you're going to attack workouts, perhaps even writing them down, you're missing out on opportunities to get real, real, real training reps the same way that it will really feel when quarterfinals hits. Because you want to have a formal approach and you want it to be something that isn't just the first time, it isn't just the fifth time. You should feel as though we're trying to explore workout movement combinations, movement loading. I'm trying to give you a good balance of movements that are redundant and interfere with one another, and then also movements that work very well together in order to optimize power output. So you're going to get things like there's a triple Fran coming up in this cycle. There is a couple main site benchmark workouts that will appear in this. Lila is one of them. If you guys are familiar with Lila, that is 10-to-1 ladder of ring muscle ups and body weight clean and jerks. And I did pick a standardized weight to prescribe just because of the flow from what we've seen at quarters or semis. Even named or benchmark workouts tend to have a standardized weight when it's prescribed as like a percentage of our body weight. So we'll rock with it that way. But the idea here is to understand that because of my years in the space and because of my experience competing as an athlete, but also my years of coaching, being involved in seminar staff and all the sort, I feel there's a really strong tie between benchmark and hero workouts this time of year, the correlation of those tests, the breadth of those tests, and also the specificity of the outcome. And the bottom line is tradition, right? I think that if you want to be good at this sport, you understand a bit of human tradition that like the history of our sport matters. Go back and look at how often do we tie in a benchmark workout? How often do we tie in a repeat workout? When do they tend to throw in more hero workouts? Is it at a quarterfinals level? Is it a semifinal level? Is it the CrossFit Games level? All these things I take great consideration and time to contemplate on and consider. And that's kind of what our layout looks like. There will be two running days a week. One will be a shorter interval based workout. One will be an elongated base workout followed by faster intervals, again, so that we don't create a flat muscle tone. Like I want every session to feel as though we are exaggerating intensified contractions and power output. So there will also be two options for 90 minute zone two. For some of you, there will be three, depending on, you know, we've got a lot of tracks going on right now. One that's less publicly talked about is the elite competitor track. And the elite competitor track that we offer is the one that's the tier between our group programming model, which comes in at about $39.99 a month for all access and True Competitor. And then we've also got one-to-one coaching, which depending on what you're looking for, that's a different cost, a much more high-end cost because, of course, it's direct interaction with myself on a daily basis, and I'm customizing your program a la carte all the time, all year. And then the elite competitor model is that bridge program. I will have more content out surrounding this. I'll have some podcasts out about it. But essentially this program is one that follows the CrossFit competitive season. It allows you to get some feedback in regards to coaching with video submission and check-ins, but it's also a bit more specified in what you get in regards to the program. So it'll follow the general group program template, but then you are actually input into an endurance group or a strength group. So you're getting a bias for what you need most of right now. And of course, that's even this whole program starts with 2 weeks of testing and breakdown and some analysis so that we have some benchmarks and understanding which group to properly place you in. And then you kind of roll from there. So, and you do get some back and forth with me as a coach and our team so that you have an opportunity. Let's say you're getting ready for a qualifier, you're getting ready for Wodapalooza. We can put you on a customized weekly prep cycle there, or deload and reload phases for those types of competitions. So keep your eyes out for more on the elite competitor track. And those of you that are on the elite competitor track, clearly right now, there's a handful of people who are essentially, there were a few that were testing the program for us, and then a few that have already jumped on board because they saw it on our website. So the story behind that is that, of course, you'll have some, maybe a couple extra endurance pieces thrown in that I was describing to the masses. And then it's the same with the strength group. The strength group will have the same general template as the group training model, but they will have a few more working sets in most of their strength work and or accessory pieces to help continue to push the margins of their strength exposure a bit further, and hopefully the gains follow. So nonetheless, team, that's a general breakdown and run out for this. I wanted to keep this podcast episode just about 10 minutes, so I'm outstretching that time as per usual. But if you have any questions about TTRUfitness.com, go to the website truefitness.com. We've got a plethora of programs that are available that range all the way from the aesthetic driven functional training athlete to strength needed. We've got true strength, we've got true endurance, we've got true aesthetics, we've got true gymnastics to help you guys with a 3-day a week program that only lasts about 20 minutes, and it can be accessorized with any program that you're following, including your day-to-day affiliate. And we've got a lot more there, team. True Competitor, True Masters, True Teens are all live tracks that run all year. So feel free to hop on at any time there. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Good luck to everybody prepping for quarters, but that is a heads up on what is to come for True, our quarters peaking training block for all of our True Competitor programs. And when I speak that way, that means True Competitor, True Competitor Pro, which is a shorter version of True Competitor. So if you don't have 2 to 4 hours to train every day, this one's 60 to 90 minutes. And then, of course, the Masters and the Teens are on the similar track this year. Quarterfinals is the same time for everybody. So good luck, team. Hopefully you are feeling encouraged. And if you're on the program currently, this week's a deload week. So we're middle of the week here. Today is drastically down in volume. You've got a lot of body weight work and then some selective weakness training for gymnastics. And then that's about it. So be mindful of rejuvenation. We're coming up on the latter part of the week. You're going to have an opportunity to hit a couple maxes, and we're going to get after it with some nasty conditioning pieces, but overall contraction and volume is down. No doubt about it. There's a reason for that. And it's because of the next 3.5 weeks to come, we got to grind and we got to get peaked for quarters. So good luck, get focused, and hopefully everybody's headspace is in a good space. Leave the open behind. On to the next one.